The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on, sir. That'll be the next voice that you will hear.
Thank you very much, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Matthew Garcia, 260516.
Okay, thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the four allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. It looks like you were notified about this hearing on May 30th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, but you can also represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself in the hearing?
No, ma'am, I did not. I will be representing myself today.
Okay, that's fine. The members of the board conducting the hearing today are, if you look to your right on the video screen, at the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center is the is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. On my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be leading the hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby, who is a Community Corrections Officer with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the Department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Thank you.
So I need to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So Mr. Garcia and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Garcia, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated your conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of your hearing, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, and as I read each one, I need you to respond in one of three ways. Either the allegation is true, it's false, or you wish to remain silent. And the reason I'm offering you that option is that I see that we have a DR number that may be related to one of these, and these hearings are recorded. And if there was any pending action relating to that DR number, this hearing recording could be subpoenaed. So anything you say then would be on record. So that's why I'm offering you the option of those three options, true, false, or take the fifth. Okay?
Excuse me, ma'am. Yes, sir.
That's just a report that there evidently is some sort of charges filed. It's with the Phoenix Police, there must be a Phoenix Police report that's been done on something.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
The issue with that, in fact, I was actually wondering something about that myself, so what I did was I contacted my CO3, and I have a piece of paper stating that I don't have any pending charges, any warrants, holds, or detainers.
Okay. Well, that would be up to you. I mean, it's your right to remain silent if you want to. We just have to give you that right because, you know, we don't want to infringe on your rights. Okay. All right. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation on your warrant is that you were in violation of condition number 13B, as demonstrated by your failure to remain at your approved residence each night, unless prior approval is given to you by your assigned parole officer. And that was on or about May 4th of 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That is true, ma'am.
This is true? Okay.
Yes,
thank you. And the second allegation is a violation of condition number 14A, as demonstrated by your failure to charge the tracking device in electrical outlet for at least 2 hours each day. And it says here, a quote from your conditions, I am responsible for ensuring that the tracking device remains charged. And that was on or about May 6, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false?
Yes, ma'am, it is true.
This is true? Okay. Allegation number three, violation of condition number 13H, as demonstrated by your behavior of entering an adult establishment on or about May 6, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Yes, ma'am, it is true.
This is true? Okay. And then the fourth allegation and the final allegation is violation of condition number 13E, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from accessing chat rooms, social networking websites, or websites that cater to sex offenders or sex offender behavior on or about May 7th, 2018. Mr. Garcia, is this true or false? Or you wish to remain silent?
True.
Okay, thank you.
No, ma'am, it is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Garcia's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Just 1 second, Mr. Garcia, I want to mark this correctly in there. Okay, now we can move to phase two of your hearing, sir. The board did find you in violation of your conditions, but in phase two, we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So just hold the line there, and Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information about your case. So just hold the line. We'll be right back to talk with you some more. Mr. Westby.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
On April 26, 2018, Mr. Garcia was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 7, 2018 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Electronic Monitoring Unit. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody May 7, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of April 27, 2019, 0 sound days. Current convictions, 2011, criminal trespass first degree, 1 year. 2011, endangerment, 1 year. 2011, destruction in public jail, 1.5 years. He has prior convictions in 2010, sexual assault, 6 years. 2010, sexual conduct with a minor, 1 year. This is his first term in the DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2004, burglary, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2004, burglary, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G6B6. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SVP reviewable.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Garcia, we have a few notes that are a written report about your supervision. It looks like you were released to a Motel 6 for a few days, but then you got placement at Las Palmas Inn on Grand Avenue in Phoenix?
Yes, ma'am. That was only temporary. While I was looking for a permanent residence more suitable for, let's just say, a better environment.
Right. And did you find that or no? You were still looking?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I actually did. A quick little fix until that, because I don't have any job, or I didn't have a job at the time per se. I just got released. I was doing a job at one of my brother's tattoo parlors that is ran out of Northern Phoenix. It's a Christian halfway house. It's kind of a probationary period of 3 months. You can't leave that halfway house or anything like that. The manager's name was Colby. He was going to help me out with that. And then until that time that I was able to procure a more permanent job and some paycheck stubs to prove that I had a place of work, then I could go further and actually purchase a house. My fund situation isn't bad at all. I have inheritance that I'm living off of. I purchased a 2009 BMW when I was out there, and I was just basically going through the motions of trying to rebuild my life.
Okay, sir. So you had found a halfway house, but you hadn't moved in yet.
Not yet.
Okay, and you said you were looking on the, did you say northwest part of town, and was this kind of close by so it would be convenient for you, or?
Yes, it wasn't close to the Los Palmas that I was staying at,
right,
the current situation, but it was going to be close in a better environment when I did move to the Christian halfway house.
Okay, good.
And I got a permanent residence.
Right, and you said you had a car, so that wasn't going to be a problem. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I just purchased it.
Okay, let's see here. You also looks like responsible to submit UA tests, but you hadn't provided any yet, because maybe, did your color not come up yet in the...
That is exactly right. The entire time that I was out on parole, I called every single morning. At the exact time, I remember I woke up around 5 o'clock in the morning. I listened for my number. There was a multitude of colors that they were saying, probably at an average about 5. And my color was ivory, and it never popped up. But when the surveillance unit came to question me, in fact, that morning, he did a mouth swab on me that day, and nothing ever came of it, so I'm assuming that it was negative for everything because they mouth swabbed me right on the spot.
Okay. Had you had a drug problem in the past? Have you used drugs?
Ma'am, I'm not even going to lie to you. I have had an issue with drugs in the past, basically from my environment. But the thing is that I've been trying to change, and I'm willing to go through whatever steps I need to go through, enter myself in any type of program you guys need me to. I know that I'm not the person that I need to be right now, but I know that with the proper classes and the proper steps that I could be the person that I know that I can be on the streets and being a proper member of society. I was arrested when I was 19 years old, so I've basically grown up in prison. I'm 27 years old now. And I know that that's not the type of environment for a person like me to basically grow up in. I'm not a convict. I'm not trying to be anything other than a person that's trying to know how to be right and how to lead by example. And I'm trying to do the right thing. I really am. I just need help. I need the class out there. I don't, being in prison for another 10 months, that's not the type of growth that I need. It really isn't. And whatever you guys can do to help me.
Mr. Garcia, what drug was it that you used in the past?
I've been addicted to marijuana and painkillers, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So like opiates?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see. About this, the home zone violations and the not being staying where you're supposed to be staying. What was that about? What happened?
Honestly, ma'am, I'm not from Phoenix. I came from the Calistoga City, which is up in Mojave County. I'm originally from California. The only reason why I paroled out to Phoenix was because I was under the assumption that I was going to be paroling to my friend's mom's house. She's got a 17-year-old daughter right now, so I really couldn't.
Right.
She turns 18 in 5 months, so that really wasn't an option for me at the time. So I'm not from Phoenix, and when I purchased that vehicle, I purchased a 2009 BMW. When I purchased that vehicle, it was a Friday night, and I needed a this is the first bank account that I've ever had with my inheritance. My grandfather died when I was in prison. So the accountant that's handling my inheritance, I had to get everything switched over to a bank account. This is my first bank account, and my card was acting kind of funny. So every time there's a purchase or something like that, it seemed to keep shutting off. Or like I would have to call up and get it reactivated or something like that. So I was still getting to the end of that, and then since my card was acting funny, I had to basically go find a Bank of America before they shut down because it was a Friday. So I drove my car trying to find a Bank of America, and I couldn't find them. I ended up getting lost. I had to pick up $50 sometime during the night. Even on the GPS monitor system, my monitor never died that night, but throughout the whole GPS monitor system, if you look at that actual route that I took on the map, I didn't stop anywhere. I stopped at a CC's pizza just to get direction. And then the only avenues that I stopped at were along the freeway just to get directions on how to get back. I got lost that night.
Mr. Garcia, this,
yes,
the information I have indicates that you were lost on a Friday night. I think this might be the night you're talking about. That you reported you went to multiple convenience stores to try to find your way home. But in addition, on the May 6th, from 21:43 hours, which is pretty late at night, until 1:10 in the morning, you were at a Phoenix strip club.
Honestly, ma'am, that's another one that there is no excuse for. I own up to everything.
Why were you there? Mr. Garcia, why were you there?
Honestly, ma'am, one of the women that stayed in a room right next to me, she worked at that place in question, and I was just on a date that night to tell you the truth, ma'am. Like, I've never been to a strip club, and I was just interested. I'm not even alive.
Mr. Garcia, did you know that was a violation of your conditions?
To tell you the truth, ma'am, the thing said entering an adult establishment, but I was just in the bar area. I really didn't go into the nudity access point, so I was just basically on a date. There's no excuse for it. There's really not, and I'm truly sorry for that. I really am.
All right, so, and regarding the not failing to charge your GPS device, what happened with that?
I believe the report says that instead of charging the device for 2 hours like I was supposed to, I only charged it for 1 hour, which as a result of that, it basically died after that. Those ankle monitors, they're basically magnetically adhesed to your leg and everything. Mm-hmm. So I usually charge it every night, like I usually do. But the thing is, the reason why I think that it says that I've been only charged for 1 hour that night was because maybe it's just the magnetic thing. Like, and you can even verify with the parole people and everything. They even told me if that thing's not properly magnetized exactly the way it is, then it's not going to charge fully. That's still no excuse.
Okay.
It's my own fault. I apologize.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, what is this about hiding an item that was on your person, and it turned out that it certainly appears, and we have a photo of it here, it appears to be some kind of white substance in a baggie. What was that about?
Honestly, ma'am, the device in question that I was actually in the laundry room hiding was a new cell phone that I just got. The only reason being is because the cell phone, it did have the porn website on it and everything like that, and that's the only thing that I have. I did notice that picture. That's why I was wondering. That's why I put turn in the paperwork to see if I had any warrants holds or pending charges of any kind, because honestly, ma'am, I do not know what that substance is. They waited me that day, nothing came of it, it was clean. They asked me 7 times, is this yours? I said no, they didn't find it on my person, they didn't see me tossing anything down the thing. The only thing that they seen of my actions was that I was inside the washer. That is the only thing, ma'am, and
okay.
Honestly, from
all right.
The bottom of my heart, I'll do anything.
Okay, so, Mr. Garcia, I'm gonna see if my fellow board members have any. Anybody have a question for Mr. Garcia? Mr. Westby has some information for us.
I noticed that McFarland wrote some additional information that was pertaining to allegation number one that was per parole officer Patrick Pogue, stating that his home zone violation was on May 4th, 2018 from 9 p.m. That lasted approximately 6 hours until 3:18 a.m. The GPS points, it said on there he was going out in the belly, but as far as the extent of it was not in the warrant. It said the GPS point showed the defendant was traveling all over the belly on Friday night in a vehicle. Points observed showed that he went as far west as Glendale, as far south as South Phoenix, and as far east as Salt River. And the offender did not have permission to be out past 9 p.m. No text messages or voicemails were left to explain what happened.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Garcia, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I just want to offer you one last opportunity to make a final statement. Now, you've given us a lot of information already, so in your final statement, we just ask that you not repeat something you've already told us. Is there anything else you've thought of that we should know?
Honestly, ma'am, gentlemen of the board, please, if I have this privilege or opportunity to redo this and take things right, I won't take advantage of any of the classes or any of the programs that I have to pay for myself or to enroll in, or I've never had the opportunity. Like, I just enrolled myself, or I didn't enroll myself, but I was just enrolled to a re-entry class that I've never had the opportunity to take before. If there's something like that on the streets that I could take advantage of, I'd really appreciate it. I was looking forward to the programs that I had, that they started for me, but they never started yet. I just really like the opportunity to please, please show you guys and my family that I can do everything right. Please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Mr. Garcia, the board is going to go into discussion, and we do all of our discussion in public under the open meeting law, so we haven't talked about your case before right now. So we just ask you remain on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with the decision in just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Garcia has had opportunity to be on release with, and has multiple violations, seems to have trouble with curfew and with his charging his device and with potentially accessing websites he was not supposed to access and having materials that he's not supposed to have. And all of these are violations of his conditions. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for continued community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Based on information in warrant number 2010W1335, our discussion with Mr. Garcia, information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Garcia was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by failing to charge his GPS device as he signed in the conditions, going out on multiple occasions beyond curfew without the previous approval of his parole officer, accessing websites or sites that he's not allowed to be in, specifically an adult establishment, and attempting to conceal things from his parole officer when he was being searched in the laundry area. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Garcia. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You'll be released on approximately April 27th, 2019. Sir, we wish you the best. And thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. If you give the phone back to the CO3. Yes, sir?
All right. So basically, when I get released, there won't be any parole or anything like
that's
that?
That's correct. And as of April 27th, you'll have no supervision. You'll be free to move around and do whatever you like. You won't have to report to anyone.
And what is this about? Can I inquire a little bit more about the charges that you guys are saying about some powder substance? And to tell you the truth, the substance in question, as you can know in the report, says that they didn't even field test it, and the results of that test have yet to even be determined. So they don't even know what it is.
Well, sir, the board has found you in violation and has revoked your community supervision, sir.
I understand that. I was just wondering if there are any type, because you guys would be easier to get information about that. Situation.
Unfortunately, we don't have. We have photographs of it, and that's all we have. We don't have
any pending charge.
The pending charge, I can give you the DR number for the pending charge. That's really all we have, and we don't even have specifically what this charge is. But I'll give you. Do you have a pencil?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's DR number 2018. So this year, dash, 00802350. So you want to read that back to me so you make sure you got it?
DR number 2018-0080-2350.
That's correct. That's correct. And your CO3 should be able to help you follow up on that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and we hope to never see you back here in Orange in front of this board.
I do too.
Thanks so much. And if you give the phone back to the CO3, thank you.
Okay.